Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Hello, my gravitational gigglers. I am Bill Nye, the science guy. I love when I lose my voice.
I do too.
I've lost my voice because I was at Haley's wedding this weekend in, where was it? Grand Rapids, mm-hmm. Michigan.
How was it?
And it was fucking lit. It was lit. People remember Haley from my bachelorette. But basically I didn't want to have main character energy the whole wedding, but this was one of those weddings that like I introduced them.
You did. Wait, did you give a speech?
No, but I was mentioned in all three speeches and I did stand up at one point when they said my name. And no one told me to. Basically her dad was like, and a shout out to Hannah Berner who introduced them, and I stood up and did a twirl, and mid twirl I was like, oh, they didn't ask me to stand up.
Wait, I forgot that this is not an award show, but also I do have an acceptance speech ready.
But I want to let people know the fucking insane story of how my best friend Haley and Dave met, because I think it's like,
it is a crazy,
it's inspirational
story. Yeah, it's aspirational.
So long time ago in 2017-ish, mm-hmm. I was trying to become a fitness model.
I didn't know if I was allowed to laugh.
You were. So like I was trying to be like a sports model, and I got I had two auditions that day. One was a basketball audition, and I walked in and there was a girl who was 6'4", and they were like, play some like basketball, and I kept shooting and she just kept blocking my shot, and I was like,
wait,
how did
question.
I get here? I want to go
if
home.
You are a fitness model, do you write, like, do they ask at the audition or like before you go in for the audition if you know how to play that sport and what is your level of playing that sport?
Great question. So for your agents, you literally put all the sports you play.
Okay.
And what level.
Okay.
And this girl was the greatest basketball player I've ever played against, seen ever. And she was just, it was embarrassing. Like it was to the point that I was like, mom, can you come pick me up? So then I'm leaving, and it was actually like around this time during the US Open. I'm walking through Midtown and all these girls are like checking in the hotel to play the US Open. And I was like, that could have been me, but I'm a quitter. You know, I'm a quitter and I fucking suck. And I had to go to this Adidas tennis edition downtown. And I'm like, so I walk in the hotel and an elevator opens and a girl walks in with me. And it's Haley. Now, I have to say, how many people have you become best friends with after meeting them in an elevator in New York City?
Never. I've never spoken to one person in an elevator.
That's how you get human trafficked.
It's weird. Unless it's like, what floor are you going to? Don't speak to me. Like,
exactly. So she immediately is her bubbly Midwestern self, and we start talking. We have to wait in a line of like 250 mm-hmm. people. So we have like time. And I tell her like, I just got out of a relationship. I want to make more girlfriends. And she's like, oh my God, I have so many girlfriends. We don't know any guys. I was living with two, they call themselves baboons. These two Guidos, Corey and Dave. And I was like, I know plenty of fucking guys. And we get to the front of the audition and she basically is like, do you play tennis? And I'm like, yeah, I'm a tennis player. And she's like, I checked off that I play tennis, but I've never really played before. I just like tennis outfits.
So really?
She gets to the front. She goes, you know what? I'm not going to audition.
Oh, I didn't know that part of like, the story.
Doesn't even audition. Okay. I audition. We leave together and she goes, she looks at me all crazy like, and she goes, you're going to get it. And I'm like, okay, crazy witch lady.
Did you get it?
The next day, I get a call and said, you booked this Adidas. It was like the biggest thing I've ever booked at that time in my life. I don't tell my mom. Mm-hmm. I don't tell my friends. I don't tell it. I text this random girl I met at an elevator and I said, you were right. I got it. And from that moment on, we just were like connected. Yeah. I was like crying in Midtown when I got it. It was one of those like public New York City cries. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to be a sports model star. The campaign, you only saw my shoe. I'll post it. It was literally just my shoe. And my dad and my mom were showing people like, that's my daughter on the homepage of the Adidas website. It was my foot.
Wow.
Looking back, it was actually a low in my career. But anyway.
Yeah.
So the next week, I remember vividly, I'm sitting on the couch and Haley is a very social person. She texts me. She goes, come to the bar and watch the Michigan State game with me.
Haley's very social.
Social. And she always has like fun people around her. Yeah. And I said, you know what? And you know, I didn't want to go.
I know.
But I did. Mm-hmm. I get there and Corey and Dave text me and go, yo, we're at PhD. Middle Classic. Of the day on a Sunday.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Explain to the Gigglers what PhD is.
PhD is a club inside of a hotel. And in the summer, I don't even know if they still do it. But like in the spring, before the summer starts, before like everyone leaves for the Hamptons, they have a sunset Saturday, which is just, I think they also have it in the fall. And you just get hammered during the day. What used to be really fun.
It's like a fancy place for chlamydia. Yeah. And it's a club. So we went from a bar and I was like, who wants to come? And Haley's like, I'll go. We walk in. Dave sees Haley. Haley sees Dave. He does a beeline for her. But I'm like watching the wedding and I'm thinking like, what if I like didn't go to the audition? What if I just got coffee? What if I tripped? Like, what if she forgot something at home and like I didn't meet her in the elevator that day? The question is, Paige, do you think regardless those two would have met?
Oh my God, Hannah. Probably not. No. Everything happens for a reason.
And like, I'd hate to make the wedding about me, but like every moment I was like, there's none of me here. You're like, not thinking.
None of this would have happened unless I was a tennis star.
This is important. Go Badgers. This is important to remember that I was the reason for this wedding because I also happen to be the worst bridesmaid of all time. And I think you would be too.
I am.
So I get this dress, $100 bridesmaid dress, mm-hmm. size 6. And you know, I'm a solid size 6. I'm a sturdy.
Yeah.
The day before I'm supposed to go to Michigan, Dez is like, did you try it on? I'm like, no, because I have a perfect body. It didn't go past my butt.
So at this point, you're still in New York, though.
At this point, I'm in New York.
Okay.
It's around noon.
Yep.
I have to leave at 6 a.m. for Detroit, and I can't get the bridesmaid dress over my butt. So I call a couple places. They're like, we can't reconstruct a dress in 4 hours. And I'm like, okay, well, someone has to in New York. So I'm running around like a crazy person, and I find myself in Chinatown. And I find myself in a Chinatown mall.
Where's a mall?
Who knows? I didn't even know. I like was on like the bottom. I was in a basement. Okay, I was in someone's basement. And there's just a lady with a sewing machine.
And that's like, not how even sex trafficking happens.
Yes. I run up to her. I said, Mrs. Oh. Her name was Miss Chen.
Yeah.
I said, Miss Chen, I have an emergency. She looks at me and she goes, I don't speak English. I said, hold on 1 second. I called Dez. Who happens to speak Mandarin.
My Mandarin-speaking husband will talk to you now.
He will speak to you in a second. And I said, you tell her I don't care what she does. She needs to make this dress fit me by tomorrow. Miss Chen saved my life.
So what time did you pick it up? What time did you drop it off? And what time
I dropped it off at 3. I picked it up at 6.
This is a lot of admin for you.
I was having a full panic attack. And then we get to Michigan early, mm-hmm. take a little nap, mm-hmm. get a call around 5 going, where are you? I'm like, hello? For what? And they go, we're at the rehearsal.
Hannah, Lucy.
And they go, did you just fly in? And I'm like, nope.
Why didn't you just say yes?
This is the thing. The brides, you know, the bridesmaid text chains?
Yes.
That are like out of control.
Yes.
So apparently in one of the paragraphs, someone was like, by the way, we have to go to the church an hour early to do a rehearsal. But the official thing they sent of the schedule just said like welcome party at 6. So I quickly get ready, show up.
How 40 late?
Minutes late to the rehearsal. Walk in, everyone's lined up already. Mm-hmm. It took all of me to not yell, I object! So I walk in and everyone's like, what happened? And I was like, I fell asleep. The rest of the, it was great.
I feel like Haley danced her ass off.
So she's Lebanese, so they had all these like incredible Arabic dances. Haley also, you know those people who are like meant to be a bride?
Yes, yes. Haley was meant to be a bride.
Like whenever I saw her not being a bride, I was like, why are you not a bride right now?
Yeah.
Like let's be honest, I'm an awkward bride.
You were a funny bride.
My dad and I danced for 10 seconds and then kind of stopped. We were like, this is kind of weird. Haley should like model as a bride.
Yes.
Like bridal model.
Haley should run classes on how to be a bride.
Exactly.
Like she seriously should.
She was so good. Oh, but I was obviously there to make, I was the social media coordinator. That's how I redeemed myself.
Oh, you did that.
Everyone was like getting ready and I was like, guys, we have to do a jump transition of our outfits.
I did see that TikTok. That was a good one.
Thank you. I tried my best. But then I did the first drink, last drink TikTok.
Oh, you did? I didn't
see
that.
Yes, you have to see it. I posted it on my Insta. And it's basically you get a bunch of people, you record their first drink and their last drink. But the problem with that is that I got fucked up.
Yeah.
So I would like press record and forgot I pressed record and then go to film them and press it again and it would stop recording. So I had a lot of footage of me just walking. So like the next morning I was like, let's put the video together. And I was like, you drunk piece of shit. You are the worst cameraman. But it worked out fine. So anyway, we had an amazing weekend.
What a wedding weekend to share with Ben and Jen.
Oh my God.
Right?
What's with all the ambulances with Ben and Jen? I feel like there's been ambulances.
Something happened everywhere. To like his mom or something. I think it was like very minor. But people are freaking out because his brother didn't go and her friend Leah Remini didn't go. And did you know that J-Lo's dad is part of Scientology?
What?
Yeah. But then I was thinking like, okay, you know how we were talking about Teresa's wedding and we were saying how like her brother didn't go and Dina didn't go? And we felt like that was like a specific choice. I feel like this one, I feel like if you were getting married for like the fourth time, I'd be like, bitch, I did it. We did it. Okay. I can't make this one. And you'd be like, understandable. Like, I get it.
You go, ooh, I have a spray tan appointment.
I would be like, I'll catch you at the next one, right? Like, come on.
Oh my God, I can't do this one, but I will totally be there next time. Yeah. People were like, oh my God, Jennifer, who's Ben's ex? What's her name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer Garner. Sometimes I'm smarter than I think I am. Jennifer Garner did not attend.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a story or is it like weird for your ex to be there? I mean, it is supportive.
I think it's all situational. Yeah, like it's all situational. I think if you have a relationship with your ex and like,
I mean, they're co-parents.
Yeah, and it's to the point where you would go to their wedding. But I think he burned her pretty badly, like publicly when they were breaking up. So I could see her being very cordial with him, but like not being involved in his like love life and relationships. And also like the person that I am, I could confidently say I'm probably not going to my ex-husband's wedding to his new wife, who he was also like engaged to when we started dating.
I'll be there. I want to see the drama. I want to create some tension. I want to whisper some shit. I want to get my popcorn. I want to be like, is that dress? That dress was a choice. That dress was a choice. I mean, okay. Also, Paige, yeah. Apparently we both heard something today.
Kim and Kanye are getting back together.
Is that, do people know that? Or
I don't know. Okay.
How did you know that?
I heard from a friend of a friend that lives in LA. That
like
she
they saw them together?
That they were going to like publicly do something soon, and then people were going to know.
Do you think this is just like okay, we don't like when Kim's single, so let's have her at least like pretend to be back with him for publicity purposes?
No, I think that this is a fully personal situation that they're now trying to figure out how to say. Because I called it the other week. Kim is too type A to be with someone who has all their shit together. Like, she needs a little bit of crazy in her life, and Kanye very much gives her that.
So you think she loves him?
I think she loves him. I think she really loves him.
After how Kanye acted, it's like...
What? I know.
Like, you think people are gonna...
That's why I don't think it's a PR stunt, because it's not great PR.
It's not ideal.
And it's, but here's the other thing I think. Not that I know what it feels like to have like a father of my children, but like he is the father of her children. And I could see her, one, wanting to make it work. And two, I do think that she really did love him and like does love him.
I am practicing forgiveness. It's my new thing. I'm forgiving.
Wow, Bethany. Wow.
Also, like, to so quickly go back to Kanye.
I know. But I feel like everything that happens in, like, the media is actually really, like, a couple months behind.
Oh, my God. That's fascinating. You're right. It's like fashion.
Yeah. So I feel like Pete and Kim probably ended it way before we found out about it. And I'm sure her and Kanye have been, like, hanging. But look, you know, want to know what it's great for? It's great for Giggly Squad, because what we really need Pete out and about and on the prowl.
Yes. Like, yes,
that's what I need. Our t-shirts are so much. Our t-shirts are relevant again. Mm-hmm. Pete's future ex-girlfriend. It's just
Pete is part of our brand, and we root him.
And he really always has been.
Speaking of traveling around, mm-hmm. Have you heard about the Aubrey O'Day vacation photos? I do have to say, when she was on the P. Diddy, like, what was that show P. Diddy
making
had?
The band.
Making the band.
Danity Kane.
She was iconic. She was iconic.
She was
Danny
my favorite.
Kane?
She was my favorite.
Nothing ain't us.
I mean.
Show, stop.
Danity Kane was my childhood. Like, that was the all-time best band. It was a great show. Like, she was the best. She was so fucking pretty. I always thought she was so pretty. Did you zoom in on her face in any of these pictures?
Absolutely.
It's insane. She made herself look like a scary cat lady. I do feel.
Remember when she dated Pauly D?
Yes. I do feel really bad for her, just like in terms of like how much hate she gets in the media. But like, those pictures are photoshopped.
Okay, so for people who don't know, someone discovered, maybe on TikTok, that Aubrey O'Day has been posting these gorgeous vacation photos, but really it's just her photoshopping herself on vacation photos.
Yeah, like in the background of like real vacation photos.
She literally took like a promo photo from a hotel and just plopped her ass right on the hot tub.
I also just, but like, I don't think anyone's respecting like the Photoshop. That's an art. Like, no one's giving like credit where credit's due. Like, it looks good. Like, she did a really good job in Photoshop.
I do have to say, it's financially savvy, some would say.
Yeah, it's just whatever. She basically did.
When people are like, how are these influencers affording to go to Paris every other week? It's like, they're not.
they're literally not doing they're it. I have some news. I babysat a cat. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night. Four nights.
Tell me everything.
I will babysit a cat whenever I'm asked. I personally will not be adopting nor purchasing a cat right now in my lifetime.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why. Jasper runs a hedge fund. He's on Asian market times. He has things to do at 5 a.m. He gets up and he has people to see, things to check on, sounds to make. He's got to get his breakfast. Like, he's busy. And I respect the hustle that he has. But I don't. And I couldn't deal with him waking up every single day and doing parkour. Like, it just was not for me.
So they call it the zoomies. Yeah. When cats at, like, sometimes 4 a.m. will just be like, we're ready to fucking go. And they will go off for 2 hours and then they will sleep the entire rest of the day.
Yeah.
And you'll look at the cat and be like, oh, are you tired from fucking waking everyone up?
Yeah.
But this is the thing. Butter, I've trained her.
You have.
And she knows bitch is not waking up until noon.
Yeah.
She doesn't make a peep. She doesn't even wake me up. She eats when I get up at noon.
There were some things that I did love. Like, when they want to snuggle with you, the most rewarding thing in the world.
Yeah.
Because they don't talk to you. They don't come over to you. They don't acknowledge you. And so, like, when it was finally time where he was like, I would like to lay on you now. Like, I felt very, like, oh, my God, here's the moment. It's
did
happening.
Did he lie on you?
He did. After the first day, he, like, snuggled with me every night. But also not a fan of litter. Not a fan
not
of
good
them
for the nails.
Not a fan of them kicking it everywhere, wherever they want. They own the apartment now. You get a cat, that he is your landlord. Like,
oh, for sure.
Like, that is their space. And, like, also the audacity in which they have, the passive aggressiveness in which they have toward you. Like, any. Jasper didn't knock over big things, but, like, if my remotes were on the counter or, like, on my coffee table, he would look me dead in the eye and give it one swipe and just be like, not in this house. Like, and I, like, I would start laughing, but I was like, what's going on here? Like, I feel like I have a boss and I live with it now. Like, it's, like, I don't want to live with my boss. And I miss the stupidity of dogs.
I have a whole stand-up joke where I say, like, cats and dogs both know their names, but cats choose not to respond, which is, like, so bitchy, but so strong.
They've never met you. They're like,
And I go, imagine if you could ignore your friend that you see at the bar when she's drunk and annoying, and you just ignore her, but slowly push her beer off the bar.
And, like, look at her while you're doing
while
it.
While you're looking
like,
at it
is
and
this
be like,
annoying you?
Whoops.
Is this? Sorry.
Oopsie poopsie.
Yeah, it's just... I'm not, here's the other thing, I'm really not ready to have an animal at all, any type of animal. I ate Cinnamon Toast Crunch for dinner last night. Do you think that I should be in charge of another life, keeping that thing alive? I did wake up this morning and miss Jasper a little bit, and I made Sierra send me a picture of, like, whatever he was doing. But after I got the picture, I was over it. I was like, okay, Sam, gotta go.
Well... We know that you, like, hate animals in general, so PETA's had multiple complaints about you.
No, I knew this was going to happen, too. I was like, oh, my God, if I don't come back and tell everyone I'm getting a cat, they're going to be like, you're an animal hater. Like, but I didn't love it more than I dislike. I was very neutral on it. I liked it as much as I didn't like it.
But also, like, he's not your cat.
That's the other thing. He's not
my
cat.
That's the other thing. It's literally, like, babysitting a child who doesn't know you / trust you yet.
I can't be a stepmom.
When you have your own cat, you create this bond that is like,
yeah, no, I get
for
it.
You and your lifestyle. But it's fine. This is going to be a longer journey than I anticipated. Yeah. But also, I said to Sierra, I said, I don't think she's ready. Like, I don't want you going to Charleston every two weeks with a cat.
No.
So, PETA, don't worry. She's not going to get a cat yet.
I am interested to know, though, like, what kind of litter box do you have?
Oh, my litter box is great. You have one that's covered.
Yeah.
So she jumps in. She does whatever the fuck she wants. She's like literally doing handstands and nothing comes out.
Yeah.
She jumps out. Oh, I also have to tell you, I'm going to create a Spotify playlist.
Okay.
And it's just called Angry Women.
Whoa.
So I'm like really
into... Are you okay? Are you going through something? Do you want to talk about
it? Well, I think I was inspired by our girlies, Shania Twain and Sheryl Crow, and I downloaded all their stuff. And then I started downloading, like, do you remember Bitch by Meredith Brooks? I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. Oh my God. I'm a child. Yes. I'm a mother.
I'm a sinner. I'm a saint.
I'm a saint. I do not. Yeah. So I downloaded that. And then I was like, oh my God, I need more angry music. And then I downloaded Drama Queen by Lindsay Lohan and Intuition by Jewel. And then I was like,
you don't have any Pink on there?
Well, I'm trying to keep it in the like Y2K, like late 90s, early 2000s. And then I got in the car with Dez and his brother Aiden. Shout out to Aiden. And I go, I'm DJing and I'm playing angry women music. And it was so funny. Oh, I played Alanis Morissette. It was fun for me.
Did you see that the Love Island host of the UK is stepping down?
Did you manifest it?
She said she just couldn't do it with her schedule. And then I was like, should I just...
What schedule? Yeah. What... What? Wait, that is like what? No,
I knew you were gonna have that reaction because I had the same reaction. Because I was like, wait, the Love Island like host is literally there the first day, one day in the middle, and then the last day, and you never see her.
True. It's like you have to do voiceover for. Craig did a voiceover for a whole book, and you can't do a voiceover for a literal.
She doesn't even do the voiceover.
Oh yeah, she does. Yeah. That guy does it. Yeah. Wait, this is fascinating to me. Also, imagine you like tell your job like, "Oh, I can't make it because of my schedule."
Well, she is like a famous person in the UK, so she does have like other projects, and she was like. She lives in South Africa and she was like, I can't fly the days that they would need me to fly because I have other shit that I'm doing. So like after I read the article, it did make sense. But like that was my first
thought. Imagine you tell you're an accountant and you tell your boss, hey, I can't make it to work this week because of my schedule.
It's too tight. It's too much. I mean, but I didn't think that she like had other jobs because like I literally only know her from Love Island. But whatever. Yeah. She's stepping down. I don't know who they're going to get, but I feel like they notoriously get someone that's like famous in the UK.
So this is the thing, Paige.
Yeah.
You have the fake accent.
I do.
You need to go to your hair girl and say, what is the look? Who am I? Bleach your eyebrows.
I'm Posh like Spice.
Bleach your butthole. Bleach them both.
Who was I just... I just told someone. Someone was just talking about bleaching your asshole, and I said, do you want to know what my friend thought?
You're my dumb... You know how many DMs I got that was like, Hannah, don't tell Paige, but I thought it was the hair too. This is the thing. You should apply.
I know.
Or do what Craig said and just join the show.
Yeah, I might just go... on it.
I think it's so funny how they have like the Irish people and the British people and then like someone from Wales, and we don't know where Wales is, but
yeah, I just don't think that they would be down with an American hosting it. I would have to come up with a whole persona, like a backstory. I'd have to lie.
What's your name? Fiona.
Sophie. I love everyone. Sophie.
Is it Sophie PH? I guess that's the only kind of Sophie.
No, it could be Sophie with an F, but like it's like I'm a little trashy, so I didn't get Sophia, but I'm Sophie.
Like those Sophie shorts we used to wear, S O F F E E.
Yeah.
I'm Sophie, like the shorts.
I feel like that's from a movie. That's where I'm getting it from. Or like go straight Eloise at the Plaza.
Your name isn't Eloise, it's Eloise at the Plaza.
For sure.
You wrote everyone's liking Love Island.
I was just on TikTok the other day and like all like I get that my algorithm has I'm now on British TikTok and like it's something that I can't get off of, and not that I'm like trying hard to get off of it, but I just don't know how I got there. It's either like jail TikTok or British. Like there's no in between for me. And I just keep seeing all these TikToks about how much people love Love Island and UK. And it just started to really annoy me because, like, I've been in... We have been in this for years. 5 years I've been in...
We've been out here in these streets.
And it's just... nobody listened to me before. And now all of a sudden, everyone's like, oh, I feel mugged off. And I'm like, do you even know what it means?
Like, do you think that Love Island USA will ever become a thing?
I don't know. Because what makes Love Island so good is British humor. And yep. Americans are so sensitive, I think, like in terms of humor, that they're not as self-deprecating, I would say, yeah. as like British people and like Europeans in general. So I think that's why, like, on Love Island UK, the girls don't fight as much as, like, obviously the American girls do. And our reality TV is just so different from theirs. Ours is, like, produced and fake and catty and mean, and it makes, like, small things look explosive. Where, like, the British Love Island is all about actually feeling wholesome to watch. Yeah, like, the girls are friends. Banter. The guys are friends. If they have a fight, it's over in 2 seconds. It never gets, like, that aggressive. Like, yeah. So I don't think that it ever will, because Americans are just different.
I don't know if I've ever heard you speak about something so passionately before.
Why did, like, I just skip?
Besides matching sets, this is, like, really gotten
and if
fun.
I was in college, my dissertation would be on
and that is why
and that is why Love Island UK is just better. Thank you. Thank you. I'm quite passionate.
I actually realized last time we didn't get to hit our dope documentaries, and okay, now that we're talking about shit we're watching, like,
let's do it, because I have a lot of scripted things that I've watched.
Oh my God, I'm so excited, because we have not told the Gigglers stuff to watch in a bit.
And did you
watch some shit.
Did you watch the Armie Hammer one? Or you
Is it
them?
Out yet?
Oh, maybe it's not out. But you.
But I wanted to start off with House of Hammer. Okay. We have to. Paige, what the fuck was that trailer?
I mean, not to make it about me, but for a quick second, I loved him.
No, like, and it's you were crazy. Rooting for him.
I was rooting for him. And, like, how did no one see the signs? But in the trailer, it sounds like the whole family for generations has been fucked. And, like, scientifically, there was no way that Armie wasn't fucked up in the head.
Yeah, like, genetically,
yeah.
It was predetermined for him to be
And, like,
insane.
There have been other men in his family who have done just as bad, if not worse, things, and, like, sexually, and, like, just, like, weird. They're just weird.
But
they're a weird fam.
The documentary made me feel a little weird, because I feel like they found enough people that were down to talk shit about his family, and they were basically like, we are going to
roast
just,
you
like,
guys.
Shit talk, roast his whole existence of his family.
Well, wait, it's his aunt, like, right? That's, like, narrating
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and it kind of felt weird, because I'm like, how many families out there are fucked up? And we're not exposing them. And I know he was famous, but, like, it just seems a little, like...
Imagine seeing, like, your drunk uncle from Thanksgiving, like, doing, like, an inside story. I'd be like, can you not do that? Like, how awkward's Christmas going to be? Like, stop doing that.
It seems... It's not that... I get it if it was, like, a president being, like...
Are you saying it's, like, very 15 minutes of famey?
A little, but it's also, like... He's an actor, and, like, his family didn't ask to be, like...
Like, his immediate family right now, like, his wife and children.
Yeah, but even, like, his mom, his dad, like, I don't know, like, he's not...
I get what you're saying.
Celebrities, it's like, look all the stuff we found out about Jennifer Lopez's family.
Yeah, like, we didn't have to
roast deep into their
everyone.
Heritage.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... I guess when it's the guy's cannibal, you the rules go out the door. Did they ever find flesh in his mouth?
No, it wasn't that he was actually straight up eating people. It was more that he was, like, texting these women just, like, these
But isn't
crazy
that just an average day on Bumble?
Dreams. Yeah, like, I was trying to think of, like, the number one craziest text message I've ever gotten. And, like, have you ever gotten a text from a guy and you're, like, it's in the very beginning of, like, you talking or whatever, and you may or may not have even slept with him yet, and there's one text that will give you that just immediate, like, pit in your stomach, and you're, like, this guy's a weirdo. And yep. I remember mine. I remember where I was. I was at one of my girlfriend's apartments. I'm sitting on her bed. I remember it clear as day. She was cleaning out her closet, and I had just started talking.
The birds
were
chirping.
It was a lovely fall afternoon. I had just started talking to this guy. We had not had slept together. We had gone on maybe two dates, and one of, like, the first text messages that got, like, flirty or got, like, sexual was that he wanted to fuck me in the ass. And I was maybe
doesn't listen to Giggle Squad for sure.
I think I was maybe like 23 or 24, and I just remember being so uncomfortable in that moment that I never saw him ever again. Like, from that day on, like, I just kept making up excuses. So, like,
you're like, sorry, I just had Mexican.
Yeah, like, I just knew something was awry. Like, I knew that, like, if I wasn't into that text message, I'm certainly not going to be into whatever happens in person. Like, I just.
People don't talk about enough the type of guy who, like, looks great, like, handsome, funny, sweet, nice, good style.
Yep.
But those guys who the second the blood goes to their penis, they turn into, like, a monster.
It's the silent ones that you have to watch out for.
Just some guys, when they get turned on, like, their whole personality changes, and you're like, where did sweet Brad go?
Yeah.
And who is this crazy, like, feral human?
Have you ever,
like, some people turned on are just strange to me.
Have you ever dated a guy where you really liked them, and then the first time you had sex, you were like, you need therapy, something's, like, not right here?
All the time.
Yeah.
Literally all the time. People be like, oh, you know from the kiss. No, you know the second you're maneuvering.
Yeah, you're just like, if there was an option to, like, run away, I probably would. I think something's happened. Something weird could potentially happen here. I'm going to probably never talk to you again. Thank you. It's crazy that girls all have had or will have that thought at some point. And then we kind of leave. We never talk to that person again. We never bring it up again. But we all have this, like, instinct feeling
it's
of, like,
even, like,
that
just the
weird
way they touch you that you're like, oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, you're like,
And he might have not done anything wrong.
Nothing.
But it's just the way.
Yes. It's
the,
like,
way his hands
instinct
on my back. I'm like,
Yeah, I don't love it. Yeah, something.
Or, like, the way his eyes get. Once, I feel like does in another room. I was like, seeing this track guy at Wisconsin, mm-hmm, and he did this thing where he wouldn't masturbate ever because he was afraid it would, like, make him tired for his sport. And we, like, finally started hooking up, and he got, like, ravenous. Like, he was like, eyes popping out of his head, like, and, like, he was a loaded gun.
No.
And he was like, and I literally afterwards was like, can you jerk off next time beforehand? Because that was crazy.
Terrifying. We hate men. We, like, they're just
story.
The way Des just yelled, great story. So I've, like, I'm always thinking of ways to insult men without, like, without deliberately insulting them, just to, like, see what their reaction is. And I try I try all of these out on Craig, and it's really research for the podcast.
Yes. Pure
so
research.
Remember when there was a TikTok when all the girls were, like, filming their boyfriends, and they were like, it looks like you don't know how to swim. And their boyfriends were getting so pissed, being like, what does that even mean? Like, whatever. So today I was on the phone with Craig, and he said something to me, and I was like, it's so funny because you give, like, hall monitor vibes. And
he goes, envision Kevin James in, like, the Mall Cop?
Paul Blart, Mall Cop. It's the movie. Kevin James.
Giving Mall Cop vibes.
And he goes, what the fuck does that even mean? And before I can even answer, he goes, did you even have hall monitors at your school? Do you even know what a hall monitor vibe is?
No, but you've already planted a seed that is going to slowly, like, he's going to wake up in the middle of the night tonight and be like, what the what kind of hoe is she talking about?
So I need everyone just, like, it has to be so casual, too. Like, they
I'm
have to be, like,
sure
talking to me,
that
like,
to
that's
Des.
So funny. Like, you know what I was thinking? Like, you kind of give me, like, hall monitor vibes.
Next time he has any kind of criticism ever, I'm just going to be like, I'm not going to say it out loud because I'm going to surprise
don't
him.
Don't say it out loud because I want to hear. Hannah and I are always talking about how we're trying to be better adults, take care of our bodies, just like do things better for ourselves. So Care Of believes that you deserve to feel your best this summer, from getting outside to enjoying your favorite seasonal dishes to taking a mental health break. Care Of is here to help you take care of yourself all summer long. Care Of is a subscription service that ships high quality personalized vitamin supplements and powders conveniently to your doorstep. You take a short in-depth quiz about your lifestyle, your health goals, or personalized recommendation, taking the guesswork out of your supplements that are best suited for you. Each shipment comes with a customized booklet showing you exactly what is in your individual daily packs and why it was recommended specifically for you and your health goals. I really like this because I travel a lot. I do a long distance relationship. I'm always away on the weekends, and I can't be like buying different vitamins and picking out what I think best serves me. And I need to be able to take it in a little packet that's reserved for each day. For 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code GIGGLY50. That's 50% off your first Care Of order. Go to takecareof.com and enter code GIGGLY.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless. And they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago, and we're absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly. Hey gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried gift mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried gift mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion, or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt, and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover, and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY50.
Are you drinking Coca-Cola right now?
Yeah, my soul needs it.
I'm obsessed with that for you. Does it have caffeine?
I mean, I'd assume.
You know, I don't know. I'm dainty. I had like a Diet Coke at 10 p.m. the other night, wired till 3.
Really?
But you know me. I'm just such a pure little angel.
You are. You're really. Your body is so sensitive. It's crazy. It's so neat.
But I can down a burrito, like deep throat it, like nobody's business.
Like, yeah. Okay, let's do some dope documentaries and then I'll do some scripted stuff. Oh,
yeah. So, yeah, House of Hammer. We're disturbed, but also, and I'm like, I feel like it's invasive. Am I going to watch it? Absolutely. Oh, my God.
What?
There's a really, really good murder doc called I Just Killed My Dad.
I watched the preview. How was it?
At first you're like, okay, he killed his dad.
Yeah.
It is so
like par for the course.
That's
got
what
it.
They said.
Yeah.
And it's on Netflix. And the kid is very like, yeah, I killed my dad. And everyone's like, this kid is like kind of weird. And like he snapped one day. But then they're like asking about the dad and no one knows like anything about him. I'm like, that's kind of weird. And then the kid starts his first job and the person he was working with was like, he didn't know anything. Like he didn't know who NSYNC was. He didn't know like, it was like he was an alien.
Yeah.
And then we find out that he's homeschooled and you're like, that's kind of weird. But again, like no, the kid hasn't opened up about any abuse or anything. He just was like, my dad and I didn't get along.
You don't want to spoil it?
Spoiler alert, sorry. Yeah. Thank you. His dad kidnapped him from the mom as a child. And
is he the real dad?
Yes.
Okay.
But the kid never realized like the extent of the abuse he was in. And people at first were just like, the kid was acting weird. He had no empathy. And it's like, no, this kid was fucked up.
Yeah. Is it worth like me watching it?
I think the first two episodes you should watch.
Okay.
And the dad had like cameras everywhere and was in control of everyone. It was wild.
Oh no. Where'd they live? Where in the country was this?
Who? The South? I love how everyone's like, I don't even need to watch documentaries. Hannah just tells me all
that. Didn't
them.
Someone was talking about a documentary the other day and I was like, what's the name of it? And they're like, oh, do you want to write it down? It. And I was like, no, I'm texting my friend Hannah so that she can watch it and tell me about it. And they're like, okay.
Then I watched Woodstock 99. On Netflix?
Yeah.
Woodstock walked so Fire Festival could fall on its face. So Woodstock's in the 60s was like a peace and love festival and everyone was like amazing and everyone was like weed high. It was incredible. They're like, we want to do it again, but they want to make sure they'd make money and they like cut a lot of costs. Mm-hmm. So like the like sanitation people were bad. The like,
I feel like that's bathrooms not the first were thing bad. I cut.
And it's all these just like angry men. The 90s were wild. The 90s were like just angry
dudes.
Oh,
this
like
was in the 90s?
99. This is like Limp Bizkit and like apparently Jewel went on or Sheryl Crow went on and everyone was like, show us your tits. And like the guys are just like backwards hat douchebag type, like angry guys that
because
just want to listen.
Because the 60s was like psychedelics and then the 90s was like pure cocaine. And so people were just yelling and screaming.
They were just so angry and they talk about the crowd. Like, you know, when we do our shows, like the crowd kind of has a vibe. They're like, the crowd was going to snap.
Yeah.
And the people who were running the festival were in pure denial. They were like, the festival's going great. Like the first day was fine. The second day, the water, the venues were charging like $5 for water.
And people were and just passing out.
People are just like passing out. They're mad. The showers like weren't working, so they were just like throwing themselves in the mud that was also mixed with like poop. People just like playing in poop, and it's like 90 degrees. And long story short, the festival turned on itself, and it ended with people like setting everything on fire.
Oh my god!
Yeah, like they set stuff on fire. They basically had a riot. And
this is why I don't go to festivals. I'm not a festival person. I've never enjoyed them. If you're going to a festival for more than one day, get a job. Like, there's no reason to be at a 3-day festival.
I don't want to do anything for 3 days.
No.
I don't even want to go on vacation for 3 days.
No. Like, literally at day three, I'm like, if we went home right now, I wouldn't be mad about it.
I'm going to say it right now. I've never been to a music festival, barely been to a concert.
It's so crazy that you say that because I'm never actively buying tickets to that. If someone says, hey, I have concert tickets, do you want to come? And if I like the person, I'll be like, okay, yeah, I'll come. But I'm never facilitating that.
True, true. Also, I feel like music festival is not like a hobby. It's like a religion.
Yeah. And I just didn't get that bug ever.
Paige, music festivals are fully cults.
DJs are cult leaders.
Oh my God. Diplo invented Scientology for sure. But think about it. Everyone's wearing these like crazy ass things. What's the thing that everyone does?
Who's the one guy that wears like he wears a face mask?
Yeah. What are you hiding, bro? What are you hiding? Also, what's the, not Coachella, what's the other one that is like in the desert that everyone wants to do? Your friends have done it.
First of all, how rude. Second of all, they have done it. Burning Man.
Burning Man. Like, okay,
Remember when my friend Justin got a stylist for it? It was kind of sick. His outfits were really good.
His outfits were sick, but it's like, get a job. Like, literally get a job.
No, those festivals are... straight up
basically
cults.
They've tricked people that like starving and being alone with no food to pay for that.
Yeah,
it's like to pay for bad camping with music in the background.
I've never been camping.
No, I've never been camping.
Let's keep it that way.
I've never even glamped.
No, I've never glamped. One of my youngest memories is being a Girl Scout and like third grade, and we had the opportunity to stay in like a motor home and like camp at this campground, and I didn't even know it was an option until I got to like the daytime thing and I saw like my whole troop with like their sleeping bags, and I looked at my mom and I was like, wait, everybody's sleeping over? And she looked me dead in the eye, this small tiny 7-year-old with pigtails, and she goes, we aren't camping people. And then said nothing afterward, and I was just like, okay. And so from that day forward, I was just like, my family's not a camping family, Jessica. That's why I'm not staying over.
Dude, I went to Portland for my shows, mm-hmm. and I have like some joke about making fun of hiking.
Yeah,
crickets. Crickets. Like, I felt the crowd turn on me, and then I made a joke about it, and they laughed, but I was like, oh, no. People walk around with hiking shoes, just, like, walking around. But that's, like, there's, like, legit couples that love to do that shit. I've watched too many documentaries about husbands that push their wives off the cliff. Mm-mm. So I'm not...
I'm not risking it.
You're not going to see me and Dez out on the hills. Absolutely not.
Craig wants to go on a cruise. I said, you'll throw me overboard. I know you.
Oh, why?
Yeah,
what?
I said, don't think you're getting it past me, buddy. Like, we're not. We can go to Alaska on a different mode of transportation.
this is why it's good for your man to have friends. Be like, Alaska, I feel like Austin would love that.
I feel like you should get all the hall monitors together and plan that fucking trip. That
sounds have like a hall monitor convention.
Like you guys will have a
talk about halls. What kind of halls do you like? Shiny, matte, silver, green.
Okay. Is that all your dope documentaries?
I have one more that I haven't watched yet, but I want the gigglers to get on. It's called The Girlfriend That Didn't Exist.
Okay.
It's about that football player who got catfished.
I heard it's really good.
On national TV. Like, he was with this girl, apparently, and then I think she said she died, and then he finds out later that it was fake.
I'm just not...
Catfishing was really in, like, 10 years ago. Everyone was doing it.
People were, like, explaining to me this documentary like a couple days ago, and I was like, right, you guys all keep saying like then she said she died. How did she say that she died if she was dead? Like, what is the story there?
Wow, that's amazing.
Like, what do you mean?
Oh, she probably she died? The person I haven't watched it, but if I was her, not that I am her, but if I was her, I would pretend to be a friend also and be like, hey, by the way,
got it,
I heard she died,
just to let you know she's dead.
But catfish got really popular.
I think that's why I think like this was before the show.
Oh.
And like the catfish, like the MTV catfish. I want to say that.
Isn't it crazy that MTV catfish is still happening?
Insane.
Look, Neve is making money moves.
I still genuinely don't get catfishing. Like if I meet someone online and after a week I don't know what they look like, that's how sex trafficking
happens. No, you know what they look like.
Yeah, but unless I'm physically...
they have fake photos.
Yeah, but I need... like, unless I'm FaceTiming and seeing them, like, what?
This is another thing, just like cults, I would get catfished. I could totally see that. Like, I could see myself being in a dark time. Some cute guy messages me online, tells me I'm beautiful. And next thing you know, I'm fucking in love with him. And I don't care that he refuses to meet up with me. And it's been 7 years.
I would.
I love Steven.
I am waiting for a text from you at some point, like, in our friendship, of you being like, I think I just got into a Ponzi scheme. Like, I think I just joined a pyramid scheme.
No, the thing with money, though, I don't fuck with money.
That's
you'll never
true.
See me. You'll never see me drop a dime. Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's why we ride in Uber X's in a Prius with 7 bags of luggage. Yep, for sure. Got it.
But it is crazy how if you want something so bad and you believe it,
you can
like, and then
it
you also don't want them to be a liar, so you're rooting for them. You're
right.
Like, no, it makes sense that like her cat died and then her dog died and then her grandma died and like
right.
She's it's a lot of death.
You
so
make
you can't
excuses
make
for what you want to say, for sure.
It's actually way similar to dating a lot of guys in New
Normal,
York City.
Yeah, people that are alive and like who they are. Yeah.
So we can't pretend we're above it, you know?
No, we're definitely. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like, so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today. Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally. Plus, they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Not. Okay, I've been watching, I can't really watch reality TV anymore for obvious reasons. It's scarred me, ruined my life, given me anxiety. Anywho, so now I try and watch. It's brutal. It's literally brutal. You know,
it's been diagnosed.
My therapist is getting real worried. So he's this close to calling my mom. So I've been watching Scripted, but I am a very niche scripted person. And I also watch shows before I decide to watch them with Craig or not, because Craig can't watch intense shows. Like, he's literally like a 13-year-old girl. So I end up watching all these really intense shows by myself that you have to be paying attention to every conversation because it is important for whatever. So the one, and I've been finishing full-on fucking series in like one night. Like, the other night I stayed up till like 4 a.m. because I started watching this show called Blackbird on Apple. It's about this cocaine dealer in Chicago who goes to jail and then has to get a confession from another inmate. And if he gets the confession, his sentence is done. Like, he won't have to spend 10 years in jail.
It's funny, but that low-key kind of sounds like reality TV.
Literally, it's like, you need them to gossip to you.
You gotta get them. You need the information. Get them to admit it, or you're gonna look stupid.
So I watched one episode of that, realized that Craig would have like a real uncomfortable time with it, continued to watch it. That now I'm about to finish Industry on HBO, which is like,
oh, I saw the first episode. It's British.
It's British. They live in London. They're all bankers, but they're all interns. So they're like in their 20s, and it's literally just like who they're lying to, who they're fucking, like who they're cheating on. I got two episodes in and I was just like, Craig would start crying. And so now I'm watching that on my own too.
So what stuff does Craig like to watch? Like The Floor is Lava on Netflix?
Okay, I wish. The other day I FaceTimed him. It's August. It's the middle of August. And he was like, I just lit a fire and now I'm watching my Christmas movie. And I'm like, I just hung up. it's not my vibe. I was like, really? Because I just watched this girl murder her boss. Wait, and then have sex with his brother.
Craig wouldn't survive one night with me and my docs.
No.
Not one night.
No. You guys are not compatible in terms of television. No. And that's a thing people don't
talk
about.
See, Des will walk in and be like, why are you watching this stuff? It's like, it's gross. But then like 5 minutes in, he's still standing, like watching it, yeah. Kind of.
I feel like Des and I would be compatible television wise.
This is Des's thing. He doesn't like when the documentaries are fluff. He doesn't like when
he likes to get right
he's
to
like,
it.
He's like, they clearly just needed four more episodes. I don't need this random aunt's history. Wait, of her fucking dog.
Wait, speaking of this, have you seen that guy on TikTok that everyone's talking about, Andrew Tate? Why have we not talked about this?
Because I didn't want to give him a platform.
Okay.
But I do have to say, I don't think he's actually mentally well. Like, people are talking about him like he's just this, like, sane dude that is, like, such a misogynist. But, like,
you think he's been hit in the head too many times?
He's not all there. He has some, like, issues. And I feel like we should be talking about that rather.
So if you haven't heard of him, he's, like, he used to be a professional kickboxer. He's from England, right?
Oh, so he definitely has CTE.
Yeah, he used to be a professional kickboxer, and then his career ended, and then he started, like, giving advice to guys on how to get girls. And it was all about being, like, I hate the term alpha female or alpha male.
Alpha male.
It just, so like, it's, the word alpha makes scheme. Me, oh, my God. The word alpha makes my skin crawl. And yeah. He says that you should, like, be calling your girlfriend bitch and, like, all these, like, crazy things that, like, if your boyfriend ever came home and did half of it, you'd be like, I'll throw you off the balcony. Like, what the fuck?
But also, I recently learned that in the animal kingdom, there's no alpha males.
Upon my travels, I have discovered.
Actually, I Googled it. Actually, someone on TikTok said there's no actual alpha. Apparently, males don't exist. So that is like a literal made up. The myth of the alpha males, they're not a thing in nature.
It's a literal cult. A Ponzi.
It's a literal, it's a pyramid literal screen. Cult.
Use this shampoo and you can be an alpha male too.
If you call yourself an alpha male.
If you're using jungle jargon in everyday life, reevaluate.
But if you have to call yourself an alpha male.
Yeah. If you have to say what you are, unlike like when we say we're depressed and anxious, that's us being vulnerable.
If you have to say what you are,
you're not it.
You're not it. Speaking of alpha males, Butter, my cat, I just was laughing so hard because, like, I've been traveling and someone's like, where's Butter? Where's Butter? Does she stay with you in the city? I laughed so hard. I realized I was like, no, she's in the Hamptons. And then I was like, wait, Butter legit summers in the Hamptons. Butter's been in the Hamptons all summer, just summering in the Hamptons. And then in the winter, she comes back to the city because she has stuff to do. Butter summers in the Hamptons.
Cats have things to do. If there's one thing I've learned about cats, it's that they're CEOs. Dogs, unemployed.
Dogs are those annoying interns that like want to be helpful but they are gonna fuck it up.
They're
anyway.
Just like
they're
just in like, the way.
Can I do anything for you? Yeah. And you're like, just be excited. They're like, I love this job.
Cats are like,
I'm so fucking overwhelmed with all the stuff going on. They're Miranda Priestley's.
Cats say the phrases like ping me. You know, and dogs are like, don't know how to send a text message. Like, it's just, they're on very different levels.
Dogs don't even know how to open their Gmail.
Nah.
And cats are like, I'm going to circle back after, you know, noodling on that.
Okay, so we've come to the end, but we have live shows coming up. And I got so excited today, actually, about our live shows.
I'm so excited for the outfits we're going to put together.
Me too. I've been like thinking of my vibe.
When is your family coming? My family's coming the first night.
I think my family's coming the first night.
Are Craig and Des invited?
Craig is gonna be somewhere.
Okay.
He told me.
Okay, because I didn't even ask Des.
He wrote it down on like a slip and handed it to me. And then also said I had detention. Now, I don't know. He's gonna be somewhere, but I don't remember.
So yeah, you never know who's gonna show up. It's about to be fucking Giggly Squad live show season, SCN. We love you guys so much, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.